A judge's decision in Guatemala last week means that former dictator Efraín Ríos Montt will stand trial on charges of genocide and crimes against humanity. Prosecutors say Ríos Montt is responsible for a scorched earth campaign of mass murder, rape, and terror in the Guatemalan highlands from 1982 to 83. Ríos Montt is 85 years old and is now under house arrest awaiting trial. Human rights scholar Jennifer Shermer is an expert on the war in Guatemala. She's interviewed both Guatemalan military officers and former guerrilla fighters about this time period. Jennifer Shermer, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
The war in Guatemala went on for decades, but it's this period under Ríos Montt that is especially notorious for its brutality. Why don't you describe what happened in this scorched earth campaign that we're talking about?
Well, during this period of the scorched earth, the army argued it wanted to rescue the civilian population from the guerrilla and try to separate them in certain areas. So what they did was they targeted for what they called killing zones, matazonas, and treated civilians they were to rescue as though they were combatants. And so what you find is that all living things were killed and burned within these matazonas. And so no distinction was made between combatants and non-combatants.
And when you think about the fact that Ríos Montt is now being ordered to stand trial for these crimes, how much of a seismic shift is that in Guatemala? How much of a shock would that be to people that this day has come?
This is an enormous paradigm shift for Guatemala. It's the first time a former head of state and former commander of the army has been charged with genocide. The army has maintained an extraordinary control over people's lives, has created a culture of fear and a culture of impunity. Ríos Montt himself, as a member of Congress, helped push through self-amnesty laws to avoid precisely what is happening today.
What changed? Why is he now able to stand trial?
Well, he lost his immunity as he stepped down as congressman. He's been congressman for 12 years, and he has stepped down on the 14th, and by the 26th of January, he was being brought into court.
When Ríos Montt does stand trial in Guatemala, do you see that as a moment toward truth and reconciliation in that country and perhaps in other Latin American countries?
Even at the hearing that Ríos Montt attended, there were, I understand, numerous family members from the indigenous highland areas who wanted to see it for themselves and to make certain that this fear of the impunity, the breaking of the tradition, was actually real. So many people, Guatemalans I know, never believed that this day would come. Any trial against the military would have to be done outside the country. But now we have seen that that's not the case.
And what would you expect Ríos Montt's defense to be at that trial?
His defense has been he is not responsible for what happened because he didn't know what was happening during the campaign. That the commanders in each region were given some autonomy in what they did. But we also know that this chain of command was such that no one took decisions on their own. They always went up the chain of command. His defense, giving his subordinate commanders the blame for whatever happened, is not credible.
Jennifer Shermer studies peace and conflict in Latin America at the University of Oslo in Norway. Jennifer Shermer, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.